I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries.
From our last episode on The Rough Draft Diaries in Detroit, Michigan, we're headed to Bowling Green, Ohio, to talk to Deontay Shivers, the owner of a food company called Trigga Meals. That's T-R-I-G-G-A Meals.
I got the name Trigga. It's always been a nickname to me. It was given to me by my basketball coach. I had a game one day, and I was just shooting like crazy. And, you know, we were walking back to the bench, and he said, "Okay, you shooting today, huh, Trigga?" And it just kind of stuck with me. And, you know, the meal just kind of, you know, self-explanatory.
Trigga Meals has been around for about 5 years. It began in quite the ingenious way. Deontay would post a picture of what he was cooking on Twitter. There, he would take customers' orders, and they would drive by his apartment to pick up the food. The menu was often inspired by cooking he learned from his family. Chicken fries with homemade sauces, a steak and shrimp sub, and garlic parmesan fries are some of his most popular items. But even more so than the menu, his family is deeply connected to the genesis of Trigga Meals, as the creation and the motivation to work came from a place of loss.
It was a way to, you know, bring in some income because my mom had unexpectedly passed a few months earlier. At the time, I was a senior in college, and I was a communication major. So what I wanted to do with that, I wanted to be like a, you know, like a sports broadcaster, commentator type of thing. So that's where my focus was up until my mom passed. Well, even after, she passed in March 2016. So from March to July, I was still in school and everything. But like I said, times were just really hard. I couldn't get a job or anything. And actually, I did find a job. And it was through a cleaning service. It was just like, you know, I just graduated college and I'm in here scrubbing toilets, you know?
Unfortunately, probably many of you know how that feels. For Deontay, food became the natural answer to survival. As with each passing year, tragedy seemed to strike again. Earlier this year, Deontay lost his brother, who was also a chef.
This made me who I am, where I come from, how I was raised, just in life in general, you know, outside of my mom and brother. Losses has been something that I've dealt with since I was 3 months old, lost my twin sister. It's just something that, you know, just really pushed me to not take anything for granted, live life to the fullest. As far back as I can remember, I don't think I've went a full calendar year in my life without losing anyone close to me, outside of family, you know, people that's become family to me, my mentors, you know, people who raised me, you know, just things like that. And It just pushed me just to be better, to want more, and like I said, just live.
Deontay continued to cook out of his apartment, posting pictures of the menu of what he was making that night on Twitter. And then in 2018, the owner of Ziggy's, a local bar in Bowling Green, noticed his cooking and asked him if they'd like to collaborate. Now Deontay has a bigger kitchen, working out of Ziggy's, and his food is officially featured in a restaurant downtown. But in our interview, as so many other Rough Draft Diaries guests do, reflecting on how you got started gives quite the perspective in moving forward.
You know, behind the scenes, it was difficult, man. But the biggest thing that I tell people, especially when it comes to starting your own business, like, you just have to go for it, you know, and try not to worry about the money that's behind you. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't take a lot to start a business, you know. I started my business with my last $47. And it wasn't about the money that I had behind me to start my business, but I was more so worried about, you know, what's ahead of me. I think oftentimes people are afraid to fail, but what they don't realize is failure isn't final. Failure is an opportunity to take a step back, look at where you made some mistakes at, and, you know, moving forward, you know, just try not to make those same mistakes again. You know, the money is going to be there. You know, if you have a good product and, you know, you're good at marketing and connect with the people who's buying your product. And as long as your heart is good and, you know, your heart is in the right place, the money is going to be there regardless. You know, just have fun with it.
Deontay's next challenge is to possibly break into the food truck business so he can reach out to other communities in Northwest Ohio. But for now, he's extremely thankful for what he has in Bowling Green and how far he's come.
I'm in business doing what I love to do. It's something that I never thought I would be in business doing, but the fact that I can wake up, you know, I can control my own schedule. Like I said, I control Trigga Meals. Like, cooking has been something I love to do since I was 8-9 years old, you know. But when I realized I was losing focus of what, you know, the purpose was, you know, the purpose wasn't to make money, you know, the purpose was to, like I said, have fun with it. And I wasn't having fun with Trigger Meals at a point in time, and it burnt me out. And, you know, I had to shut down for like a month to really, like I said, take that step back, you know, get myself together, then, you know, continue to move forward. But just, you know, the relationships that I've built with the people, my customers and supporters, I love it. I love it so much. You know, being able to talk about food to people, to, you know, help them cook or get them ideas, and it's, I love it so much.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diary.